Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Mrs. Simons?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Aaron calling you from the investigation team here at MMA Legal. How are you?
Hi there. Hi.
Hi, yeah, I'm just giving you a call in regards to your Scottish redress application that you started with ourselves.
Okay.
Before I do get into it, can you just confirm your address for me for data protection, please?
It's 20 Berrybarn.
Perfect. And the password on your account is Mason.
Perfect. Thank you.
Not a problem. The point of my call, Mrs. Simons, is basically I'm just going to gather some knowledge around your timing in care, how that may have affected you, and if it's still just playing effect on you today. I just grab some details in regards to where you're registered with the GP, clarify your care settings, and then I give you a little bit of a summary of how the case is going to plan out for yourself. I won't keep you too long. Is that okay with
Okay.
yourself?
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. So just so I can start by gathering the best knowledge about yourself, are you currently experiencing any mental health issues at the minute?
Yes, I have been.
Okay, and what may they be?
They've got me having, I've got anxiety, depression, and complex PTSD.
Yep, okay. Depression, anxiety.
They've also got me under chronic pain due to the headaches that they feel are linked with having complex PTSD.
Okay. Also
I'm trying to remember it all off the top of my head, sorry.
No, that's okay. I know it will mostly show within your medical records, and obviously we'll go through these records with yourself, obviously if you'd like us to. But yeah, we'll go through, and obviously what we do from the medical records is anything that we can link to either trauma playing effect on you, what you're currently experiencing at the minute from being in the care system, we can obviously build that towards obviously building the best case that we can to present that to the Scottish Government then.
Okay.
Okay. Are you on any antidepressants for your symptoms at the minute?
No, because I had a child and obviously I was breastfeeding, so I was taking off quite a lot of meds. At the moment,
Yeah.
I've been put on propranolol.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
Sorry, they're all upstairs, are different, eh?
No, that's okay. As I said, I don't need to grab the specific names because we'll go through that with you and link it all to what you take and what it's for, obviously when we get them records back.
All right.
But yeah, so don't stress about that. But thank you anyway. Scientists are currently taking antidepressants.
Sorry, they've given all different meds, tried different meds, and then those didn't work, tried different ones. So there's like a long list of the meds used would make more sense of it than me.
Yeah. Okay. And how old's your little baby?
He's just over three.
Is
He's
he? Ah.
yeah, he turned three in October.
That's nice. I've got a little 19-month-old, a little boy myself. He's
Oh.
a little menace at the minute, just starting his terrible twos. So yeah,
Oh.
I've got two girls, and yeah, they're little princesses, but my little boy, he's a menace.
Oh dear. They say boys are the menace, but one
Certainly.
thing do look out for at the moment between all your children, because it's high down this area.
Yeah.
Slap cheek.
What's that?
Slap cheek. You can't get, there's no treatment for it. If they get it, they're then immune to it. Basically, it's like a red rash. It starts in their face, their ears, cold
Yeah.
flu-like symptoms. It is highly contagious. You may not know they've got it until the rash has appeared. If they claim of
Okay.
having a sore stomach or anything, or they're sick in any way, get them checked for it.
Oh,
Because it is
yeah,
high,
okay.
it is really high down here at the moment, and it is highly contagious.
Right, okay, yeah, no, I definitely will do.
Sorry, just when you've got a 19-month, yeah, it's not pretty, and yeah.
Yeah, no, of course, obviously, yeah, of course, any advice is always good advice, but obviously with as the NHS say, there's thousands of rashes out there that babies can contain to, so obviously, yeah, the most important ones to look out for is obviously, yeah, as you were saying.
Flat feet, it's similar to
hand, foot and mouth and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah. No, thank you. Appreciate that.
Keep an eye out on all your children right now. It's
of course. Yeah, it's that kind of season. They say the flu season's between September and March, but I think it's just a change of weather when it comes to summer.
Yeah.
So I think it's just nearly enough an all year round thing, isn't it?
Yeah, everything hits at the one time, especially in the hot weather.
Yeah, one exactly.
After the other, but definitely keep an eye out for slap cheek, similar to scarlet fever.
Yeah, no, I will do. Thank you very much for that. do you drink any alcohol or take any drugs at the minute?
No, I've been abstinent from alcohol since I got told I was pregnant. So abstinent for over 4 years now. I was getting treatment for alcoholism.
Okay.
I think I started drinking at the age of 12, 13.
Yeah.
Through until like 4 years ago.
Yeah. No, that's, thank you for sharing that information. As I said, it all does, link into the care settings and the trauma or abuse that you faced in care. You know, it leads to these decisions and these kind of coping mechanisms to start early, as you just stated there, 12. Obviously it all links in, so yeah, thank you. Started after the age of 12 until
39
years.
After black, when I was 12, it wasn't as heavy until like later teenage years, but
quite
an early age.
Of course, yeah. No, but as I said, it's just, sometimes it happens, it's not everybody's on one straight path. Do you know what I mean? It's the coping mechanisms for pain and trauma and stuff like that you face. You just fall to these different kinds of things.
Yeah.
So it's completely normal, completely human. We're all human, aren't we? So we all do our own different things to deal with things. Do you take any drugs or anything like that though?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I've got a 3-year-old, come on.
I know. No, but obviously sometimes people, some people can smoke cannabis to help sleep.
No, I don't.
Nightmares, anything like that.
No, it's all been like NHS medication that I've had to deal with sleeping and things, because I've not wanted to go down the route of drug or alcohol.
Yeah.
I don't want to go back in that cycle of an addiction, especially when I've got a child.
Of
and
course.
I don't want him now ending up in the system, because I know what the system's like.
Yeah, no, that's completely understandable. And that's a good head on your shoulders. It's a very good head on your shoulders, so you should be proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and one question I do have to ask you, and I do apologise in asking, as I said, this just so I can get the best knowledge you can about yourself.
Okay.
Is, have you ever tried to self-harm or take your own life at all?
Yes.
What was it in that circumstance that you may have attempted?
I had cut myself. I had also taken high quantity of tablets.
Yeah.
Not prescribed to myself, obviously, to someone else's, and ended up in the intensive care tubes and, They've had me then speaking to mental health team.
Yeah.
Which at that point, I refused.
Okay, could you possibly remember the hospital that you was admitted to for that?
It was Glasgow Queen Elizabeth, I'm sure.
Okay, let's have a look.
I know it was in Glasgow somewhere. I'm sure it was the Glasgow Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah, it was a big hospital.
It was quite a large hospital. I remember my mum and my brother coming.
Yeah.
And they went to the garage to get me cigarettes. I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
I'm positive it was the Glasgow one.
Okay. Okay, that's not a problem.
Was it Glasgow Queen Elizabeth? Where Nathan was at?
The one you were at,
Glasgow Queen Elizabeth story.
That's okay. That's a problem. Thank you. Okay, and how long were you admitted for?
To be honest, I'm not too sure how long I was in for. It might only have been an overnight until my level was turned. I know that they took me down from the intensive care unit to a ward that I later walked out. They then returned me by police. But I don't know how long I was in for before I actually woke.
Yeah, okay. And was you under the Mental Health Act or anything?
They tried to keep me there.
Yeah. But obviously, you refused.
They moved me up to a unit where it was all locked, and I basically pled with them to go out for a cigarette, and when I did that, I was gone.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Okay.
I didn't feel that I needed the help then, so, yeah, you disappear that.
Yeah, okay. All right, and where are you currently registered with your doctors at the minute?
Is Kyle's Medical Practice. It's School Road, Tinnabrook.
Okay, let's have a look. Is that in Argyll and Bute?
It is. It's Argyll and Bute. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, got that one there. No, that's okay. Can't be registered. And how long have you been registered there for?
Since 2017.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, I moved here in 17. I'm not sure when I fully registered with them, though. But 16, end of 16, beginning of 17.
Yeah, no, perfect. Thank you for that. Okay, so just going on to your care settings, so obviously I can write to all the local authorities that have been in control of you in the time of care. Was it two? I've got down here from when you spoke to my colleague 3 weeks ago, James. We've got two care settings. Is that right, or is there more to it?
I was in Craig Ellicay in Clydebank. I then went to foster care emergency for 2 weeks, Milton. I then returned to Craig Ellicay. Then went from there to the Good Shepherd Centre. And from there, an independence unit to get my own flat.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was working through it in my head.
Oh, that's okay. Okay, so we have got KLG on 16 Cochnall Street.
Cochnall Street, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Right, so I'll go through each individual one with you, just so we can clarify the length and obviously the local authority that was in control at the time. So how long was you at Craig LG for?
I was there twice. First time it was an emergency 3 week respite. I then returned and was there from, I think, 11 to the age first year, so about 16.
So about 5 years, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think, sorry.
No, that's okay. It doesn't have to be exact, but obviously approximate is always good. So obviously when we come to receive these records, we can match kind of your dates to what we've got in front of us. So either you or us could have the exact date when it comes to it. So don't stress yourself out too much about it.
I remember having my 13th birthday at Craig Ellicay. And
okay,
then
yeah.
I think my 14th, 15th and 16th was in, yeah. I would have stayed 11 at Cochnall Street until 13, 14 at the latest.
Okay, yeah, perfect, okay. Well, after Craig Ellicay, Where was you then placed?
It was the Good Shepherd Centre.
The Good Shepherd Centre in Bishopton Council.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I think they came under Renfrewshire Council.
Yeah. I'll have a look. Case of things. Let's have a look. Yeah, Renfrewshire, yeah. Paisley, perfect. And then, how long was you at the Good Shepherd Centre for?
I was there until my just after my 16th birthday.
So was it around about a year, was it?
Sorry?
Was it around about a year, was it?
I
think you said you were at Craig Ellerty until your 16th birthday, was it?
Yeah, I'm sure I was there from 97 till 99, and then I was at Good Shepherd 99 through. I only remember because it was a millennium year when I was at Good Shepherd.
So you said 97 to 99?
Yeah, I'm sure that was Craig Ellerty, 97-99.
Okay, and then the Good Shepherd Centre you said was 1999 till when, sorry?
Till my 16th birthday, so I would have been 16 and... Oh God, I'm no good with calculations.
Okay. So it's 23 years ago, so it's 2003.
Right, okay, it's 2003.
So was you there for about 4 years, does that sound right?
Yeah, I was there, I would say first year, second year and third year, there wasn't enough to make a fourth year class. So
yeah.
At the age of 16, I then went to the independence unit. Yeah, that'll be right.
Okay. So we've got Craig Ellerty, Good Shepherd Centre, and then from there, was it then your own independent unit, was it?
Yeah, it was Hill Park in Stewart's Drive, Hardgate Stewart's Drive.
What area could that possibly be in?
That's under Clydebank.
Okay, let's have a little look. Not that one. Not that one, okay. Okay, not a problem. I'll make a note of that. Independent living in Clydebank. Was that from the age of 16 plus then?
16
yeah.
Plus, yeah.
Okay. So obviously, yeah, as mentioned, obviously when we get these records back from your GP and your care settings, we'll go over them with yourself. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, I've literally just found the medical notes that I've been given.
Okay.
On this for the dates and like hospitals and time that I've been there and
yeah.
I was trying to find the length of time that I'd been in that time, obviously at the Glasgow Hospital, but I'm not finding.
When was it that you received them medical records?
I'm not actually sure. I would say probably about a year and a half now.
Ah, right, okay. Okay. What we'll probably do is, because when we request for your records to come back to ourselves, it is mainly around about the 28-day mark. Obviously, some institutions do go up to 60. But obviously, once we receive them, if you keep them notes handy for when we do give you a call back, we'll link everything together and see if we've missed any information or we need any further information from yourself. But okay. It's good that you've got them handy. So it's something for like yourself and I to cross reference, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Okay, so obviously just give you a little bit of a summary about the case and how it's gonna be handled. This is gonna be it's a 6 to 12 month process that you and I with the JNA we're about to embark on. So in that time I will give you an update every 4 to 5 weeks. Obviously letting you know how we're progressing with your case, what we're doing with your case. What we do aim to get out of this is an official apology from the Scottish Government, which is obviously in regards to recognition for your time in care, but also, you know, for yourself to get some rightly owed financial compensation as well. This case is, you know, it is set up behind closed doors, so you or I don't have to attend anywhere, but I will be informing you of when they will be looking at your case and also the outcome of you know, the results of the case as well. Before I do come to a conclusion with this phone call, I do just need to take one step back and just go through the funding options that are out there for yourself. Now, This is part of my compliance team, so unfortunately I do have to just go through this with yourself, but I know James may have repeated this to you in the first initial phone call. Once I have read this out, I'll formally ask you whether you are happy to proceed with MMA Legal as your law firm to represent you, and then I'll leave you to then enjoy a nice Wednesday afternoon. Does that sound good?
That's fine, yeah.
Perfect, thank you. Okay, so when it comes to the Scottish Redress application, you do have three options when it comes to the funding. Option one is that you can apply for yourself to do this application without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you. This just means that obviously that's just you gathering your own evidence and presenting your own case to the Scottish Government. Option two is that you can instruct a solicitor or law firm from England or Scotland who participate in the Scottish Government legal fee scheme, where they're paid up to £2,000 per case, obviously to handle your case, and they aren't paid out any compensation. It's just that figure. That's just a borrowed figure from the Scottish Government. So with ourselves being option three, we're a private and independent law firm. What we don't do is we don't participate in the scheme of any handouts from the Scottish Government. We just work on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if for whatever reason the case doesn't go in our favour, we won't come and chase you for any fees and cause any financial burden or stress on yourself. We are covered that end. But obviously, if and when the case does go in our favour, we do take a percentage of 16% plus VAT, which is 19.2%, and that is a capped percentage. So it doesn't matter what compensation you may receive, we'll never come looking for more. We just want to be settled for what's rightly owed in regards to presenting your case and building the evidence for you. So with them three options being read out to yourself, are you happy to proceed with MMA Legal as your law firm to represent you?
Yeah, they've contacted me each time, and yeah, I spoke to yourself today and I spoke with James. Yeah. You know what yous are doing, I don't know what I'm doing.
That's all right, don't worry. Yeah, we're really here to help and support you along the way, and obviously, as I said, build the best and biggest case that we can to represent you towards the Scottish Government. When you've spoken with James, James has put on a 14-day cooling off period. Obviously, if you were unaware of that, that did expire on the 28th of April. All that means is that from the initial phone call, we wouldn't have been able to get started or do anything with your case until that cooling off period expired. Or ran out, shall I say. If you do need a little bit more time to think about anything, I can always reinstate that 14 days, but if you're happy to proceed with us and happy for us to get started on your case, I can remove that completely. So obviously that's obviously without us reinstating it for you. Are you happy for me to do that, or do you need a little bit more time?
I'm happy for you to go ahead.
Perfect. No worries. I'll remove that from your case for you. Okay, so that's everything that I need from my end, Mrs. Simons. Do you have any questions for me at all?
With this, how does it actually go when it goes to, like, obviously, the government, the court, or whatever? Do the care homes be taken to the court, or...?
When it comes to this, obviously, with the evidence and the formal statements that we'll get from you down the line, which my other team will be in contact with you, you know, within this journey, they'll be in contact with you to write out a full official statement on each care setting, what happened, and, you know, the effects that's had on you. With the local authorities, you know, giving us these records, the independent panel take all this into consideration, and if and when they are found to, you know, to be blamed and you know, for wrongdoing that they've done and the experiences that you've faced in itself, with that coming from the local authorities, the panel then makes a decision on what kind of bracket of level you fit in regards to what they're gonna pay within compensation for what is what's been done to yourself. So all the local authorities, it is mainly, from what I can see, it is just one, which is the Dumbartonshire Council, I think it is.
Okay.
I may be wrong, but there may be another institution that we may be writing to as well, but I'll go back through. Renfrewshire Council as well.
Okay.
So they'll link in them to authorities, see the wrongdoing being done, and then make their conclusion, whether that's obviously, as I said, either not finding any wrongdoing, which is highly, you know, very highly unlikely, but more so accepting the wrongdoing, and obviously the punishment from them is obviously they're having to pay you back compensation for what's happened to you.
Right, and can I just ask one question? You might not be able to answer it.
Of course.
How does it go with, if it's a care worker who's been on shift that's done the assault, but then later finished her shift and got her husband to pack that child out with a care setting, but there was police and ambulance involved?
So with the police and ambulance being involved, did you then give a statement or something like that, did you?
I had given a statement, but the girl who seen it happen from her window had alerted her mum, who had come to see that I was okay, who then contacted the police and the ambulance.
Okay, what I'll do is I will grab the information of where this happened, and then, it's more...
There was a report to the police, the ambulance were on call, they were on site, but that care staff member was allowed to come into work the next day, do a shift as though nothing had happened, but I was the one then taken and put into a situation that I shouldn't have been put in.
Yeah, of course.
By putting me a property that I shouldn't have. Yeah.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. I'll feed them all information.
It's been eating away at me since I spoke with James how that would actually... Because that's in the care setting. It didn't happen on the care facility, but it was the care worker's husband.
Yeah. Yeah, she was on the incident.
Which then made it hell the rest of the time that I was there with that poll worker.
Yeah, that makes sense. Police and ambulance to be involved. What care setting did this happen at?
That was Craig Ellicay. That was the one in Clybank.
Yeah.
Street.
Okay, I'm guessing with the police being involved, that is the local police in Craigellachie, is it?
Yeah, it's Claybank.
Yeah. Because what, obviously that's a very important piece of information. What we can do is we can request a subject access request from as a whole now, it's gone under Police Scotland. So each individual district within Scotland has merged into one big, massive national computer. So as long as I've got the police force that dealt with this matter, I can then Police Scotland can then work with us to allocate which department or which district it kind of was, which, as I've said, it was Clydebank Police. So they'll be able to then pull proper records from Clydebank Police and find any evidence relating to this matter, which more than likely should be there. For whatever reason it's not, we'll take different matters and precautions when we come to that, if for whatever reason we can't find that statement. So yeah, that would be additional information that you do give my other team when they do go through the statement with yourself. Obviously you can tell them exactly what happened, how it happened, who was involved, what kind of was said in your statement. Obviously, we should have, as I said, that statement received from Police Scotland as well. And obviously, you know, correspond that evidence with your statements, then obviously build your case or strengthen your case, shall I say, to then put forward to the Scottish Government.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, any other questions at all?
No, it was just that was eating away at me.
Yeah, no, not a problem. As I said, it's a very vital piece of information, so thank you for sharing that. My name's Adam. I'm going to be your case handler throughout this whole process. So it doesn't matter who else you speak to, you'll always will come back to me or always will be hearing from me. So make sure you save this number. And as I said, if you've got any questions or anything like that in the meantime, you're more than welcome to give us a call.
Okay, so James is no longer anything to do with yourself?
No, James is part of my other team. He's the one who when you've put forward your application, he'll go through your application with yourself, and then you've come through to the investigation side of things, so you'll always fall within my bracket now, and you'll go to my other teams in my same office, but James works in a different office to us.
Okay, that's no problem.
No, it's obviously, yeah, you've got that understanding now.
Yeah, that's perfect.
All right, no worries. As I said, if there's any other questions or anything like that, you're more than welcome to give me a call back. But other than that, thank you very much for your time today. I really do appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks very much.
Not a problem. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye now.